Okay. Verse 96. Thus, as I take on myself all the negative deeds of others committed through their three doors throughout all three times, like a peacock that possesses colorful feathers because of poison, may the afflictions transform into factors of enlightenment. Okay, so we take on ourselves all the negative deeds of others, so not only the suffering, which are the results of the negative karma, but also the karma, the deeds themselves, and also the afflictions that cause those. Okay, so the negative deeds of others committed through their three doors, through their body, speech, and mind, throughout the three times, in the past, the present, and the future. And just as a peacock thrives by eating poison, okay, and generates these incredible, beautiful feathers, you know, because of poison, may all this suffering, all this poison in the world, by our eating it, so to speak, may it transform into the factors for enlightenment. May it be the source. You know, just as a peacock thrives and becomes more beautiful, may we thrive, you know, through taking on the suffering of others and become more spiritually beautiful, become closer to enlightenment, become a more joyful person, become a person whose heart is free. Okay? So, you know, instead of being like the crows, may we become like the peacocks. Yeah? Okay, in the next verse, as I offer my roots of virtue to sentient beings, like a crow that has eaten poison is cured by an antidote, may all sentient beings hold from the lifeline of liberation and swiftly attain Buddhahood of the one gone to bliss. Okay, as I offer my roots of virtue to the sentient beings, like a crow that has eaten poison is cured by an antidote. Okay, so the crow has eaten poison. Yeah, the crow can take medicine and get cured. So until now, we've been like a crow. And, you know, if we eat the poison of the afflictions, which we've been doing, we just get sicker. So we can be cured. How do we get cured? By bodhicitta and by wisdom. Okay, so just as like a crow that has eaten poison can be cured by the antidote, okay, so too are we cured by the antidote of offering our roots of virtue to sentient beings. Okay, so by giving, by dedicating, you know, the energies of our body, speech, and mind, and all our positive potential, you know, for the welfare of sentient beings, that acts as an antidote, you know, to all the karma and the afflictions that have been causing our own suffering. Okay? And then now we start really dedicating and generating all sorts of aspirations for sentient beings. So it says, may all sentient beings hold from the lifeline of liberation. I think what that means is, you know, may all sentient beings, you know, aspire for liberation, hold on to liberation as their lifeline out of samsara, and so thus aspire to actualize the path and all the steps of the path. And may they swiftly attain Buddhahood, the Buddhahood of the one gone to bliss. Okay, so by aspiring for liberation, by holding on to all the practices of the path, then may they attain the state of the one gone to bliss from having eliminated the two obscurations, you know, which is full Buddhahood. Okay? So really wishing the best kind of happiness for sentient beings, you know. Wishing may they have food, may they be free of strife, may they be free of fear, but also may they be free of cyclic existence. Okay? May they be free of all the suffering forever. You know, not just one suffering of today, or not just one suffering of this life, but all the suffering of cyclic existence, you know, that's interminable unless the antidote is applied.